One of my roles is as a digital marketing advisor and coach, and when I work with new clients, either agencies or businesses directly, I'm asked one question more than any other, and it's, how often should I post on social media? They understand that posting on social media is one of the keys to building your visibility, your discoverability, your likability and your credibility, and your authority. And yes, that's a lot of tea. And if tea, particularly all these teas, matter to you, then stick around. Hi there and welcome back to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Bob Gentle, and if you're new to the show, take a second right now to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes. You can also grab some older ones when you're done with this one. Don't forget, you can also join our free Facebook community. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. So, how often should I post on social media? Well, what my clients understand is that posting on social media is one of the keys to building your visibility, discoverability, likability, credibility, and authority. And it's important to post on social media because if you don't, then unless you're just there to be nosy, which is fine, but don't expect to grow your business, then you may as well not be there. Just log out and do something productive instead. There's no simple answer to how often you should post. It really depends on what you have to work with, but I hope that these suggestions might help you. There are two types of posts I see on social media. They fall into two simple categories. The first is those that are just noise. They're posted for the sake of posting, and the authors didn't really plan out ahead of time what they were going to post. This is what you see most of, particularly on LinkedIn. The other type of post, post number two, are those that add value. These are planned out ahead of time, and they'll inspire, they'll educate, or they'll entertain. You want to add value, so you're going to need to plan that value out ahead of time. So in order to do that, you need to plan your topics. In order to add value, you need to plan what the topics are that you're going to be able to turn to. Know what you have to work with. Make a list of the topics that you can regularly turn to for social content. You can download my list of social media prompts that you can apply in pretty much any business. It's a list of 65 social media content topics that you can apply in pretty much any business. You'll find a link in the show notes, and I think that'll really, really help. So another way to look at it is, what are you for and against? Posts which have a little emotional energy in them often do well. So take a sheet of paper, lay it on its side, and draw a line down the middle. Put a title on the left saying for, and a title on the right saying against. Now make a list of the things you love and a list of the things you hate about whatever it is you're writing about, probably the business you're in or the industry. This should help you get fired up a little bit, but don't go nuts. Next is, know who you're for. Your posts are on social media for all to see, but they're not really for everyone. They're for that one person who matters to you. Do you have a customer avatar? Watch my customer avatar video on YouTube, or you can go back and listen to the podcast episode about that. It's just a couple of episodes prior to this one. But you need a customer avatar that needs to be documented, because all your content is for that one person. You project all your content through the lens of your customer avatar. Next is, you need to schedule ahead of time. Don't sit there in front of social media all day like a zombie consumer. Use software to schedule your posts ahead of time and get on with doing something productive instead. Another tip is that you need to be consistent. Consistency, then frequency. Consistency on social media is more important than frequency. Do what you can consistently sustain without burning out. If you get some systems in place, this can be a lot more than you're doing right now. But Bob, I just want an answer to how often I should post on social media. I post once a day on most platforms. It's that simple. You can do a lot more, or you can do a lot less. I often recommend aiming for 3 posts a week as a good frequency for the average business owner. But make sure you plan ahead and avoid the sucky posts. Before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe. And if you haven't already, join our Facebook group. You'll find a link in the show notes, or just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders. I would love for you to connect with me on social media. Follow me wherever you hang out, and you'll find me at Bob Gentle. If you do, message me back so I know and I can follow you back. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It means a lot to me, and it's the very best way to help me reach new subscribers. My name is Bob Gentle. Thanks to you for listening, and I'll see you next time.